The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Friends, this is Thursday. It's July the 11th, and we've got my dear friend with us. We're the same age. I was going to say my dear old friend, yes. But then I'm saying I'm old too. Kathy Salter.
Oh, we're about a day apart, I think. Good to see you all.
Good to have you here.
My young brother.
Yeah. Kathy Paul. Salter. Of course, you write a column for the Trib and also for the Boonville Journal.
Boone County Journal.
Yes. Boone County Journal. Mm-hmm. And I so enjoy your words. They're so poetic.
Well, thank you very much.
But you're here today to talk about the Paul Jackson watercolor exhibit.
Yes. Well, the idea for this exhibit came last fall when Paul Jackson, who has been a watercolorist for 30 years in the Columbia community, but also a traveling he's calling himself the wandering watercolorist now because he does a lot of international travel, and he does workshops when he travels. He's become highly in demand in places around the world. But last year, he spent a good part of the year traveling in Southeast Asia. He went to Cambodia, Thailand, India, many other places, and did extraordinary watercolors that he would send back on his Facebook page or emails. So one day I get an email from him, and he's writing on the back of an elephant. And I said to the group of women I work with at the Montminy Art Gallery at the Boone County Museum, maybe we could get Paul to do a watercolor show here when he gets back. So I sent him an email. 5 minutes later, from atop an elephant somewhere in Southeast Asia, he said, "Let's do it." So in the meantime, he's come back, framed his watercolors, had a show in Meridian, Mississippi, I believe, in a beautiful gallery down there. And so this will be the first opportunity for those of us in Columbia and the area to see what he painted when he was in Asia last year. So as the James Fraze exhibit came down at the end of June, Paul hung his exhibit
in early July,
and we will have an artist reception for him on Thursday, July 11th.
Okay, that's tonight.
That is tonight. My gosh, it is tonight. I better get done.
Time goes
down
by fast. So you're going to have a reception tonight.
Tonight.
Last night you had the Tiger Trolleys out there.
That's right.
And they're coming back again. Is it the 17th? Yeah.
Are a Wednesday operation, and they will be bringing people to the gallery. Paul will be on the trolley with them.
Yeah.
And so he likes, you know, he likes these social get-togethers.
So how long will the show be up?
The show will be up for 2 months.
Okay.
So it's up until the end of August, and then it will be followed by the National Watercolor Invitational show, which is a juried show. Watercolorists from all over the United States submit entries, and then there is a selection process made, and awards are given, and that will be up for 2 months.
Okay.
And during that time, Paul is going to be offering a watercolor class, a 3-day watercolor class at some time in December, September.
At the Boone County?
Boone County Museum.
Wow.
Probably outside on their veranda.
Well, that's nice.
And
you, I know, will be a part of that.
And he was instrumental in getting this National Watercolor Invitational Group to use the Montminy Art Gallery as their annual site for this exhibit.
That's great.
He has really fallen in love with this particular art gallery because it is so big, and it really gives people who have big canvases a place to show their art beautifully.
So if people want to come out to the reception tonight?
Tonight it is free, open to the public. We'll have lovely food and wine. Paul will be there.
Do you need to make reservations?
No.
Just show up?
Just show
what
up.
What time?
It begins at 5 o'clock, officially 5:30, but it will be there. Come
so
early.
5 o'clock till about 7 o'clock.
5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
The receptions are usually two hours, but they go on.
Okay, all right. And, so it sounds absolutely wonderful, Kathy.
It is.
And you've got your hands in everything with the Boone County Historical Society, don't you?
Well, I love the art aspect, and we have been very successful in bringing writers to Saturday morning book talks that we have once a month. We are now drawing 60 to 90 people.
Oh, that's on Saturday morning.
These are Saturday mornings.
The pastry, you have the wonderful pastry and coffee, and people come for the pastry. And then
if you come tonight to the reception, there are bookmarks, this color, orange, bright yellow, know Kit did those, that have the schedule for the entire year for the book events that are coming up.
Okay.
And in a couple of months, I'll be talking about a special Saturday morning book talk that we're going to have for an author we're bringing from New York in October, but I'll talk about that a little bit later.
How long has the Saturday morning book talks been going on?
We started it last July.
So almost a year. It has been a year.
Ed Ayler had a beautiful book that had come out about William Lee Teague,
Blue Highways Revisited.
Right. That was our first one. We had 40 people. I made the pastries that day, and then we found the wonderful pastry chef. And now we're getting the literary community of people who have book groups, people who have writing groups. They are all coming month after month after month.
Word of mouth is spreading here.
And because they've come and they've heard fantastic talks. Nina Furstenow, who I know is...
In fact, she's going to be on here in a couple of days.
She's going to be on here soon.
She's going to be on the Radio Friend in a couple of days.
She has not only the book she'll be speaking about, but she has a new book coming out in the fall about growing up in her mother's Indian kitchen. Her parents are from India.
Yeah.
So we have these amazing people in the community, and we have an enormous number of writers who are using this as their base.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for coming by. And
thank you, Paul.
Don't forget, tonight... It's open to the public starting about 5 o'clock, 5:30 at the Boone County Historical Museum. 5:30 until
7:30.
7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Paul will be there. We'll be there until 9 o'clock,
sure. We appreciate it.
I hope you can come.
All right. Tomorrow, we've got music from South Pacific, Maples Rep Theater. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio. Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. I'd like to hear from you. Anything you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email. It's pepperp@missouri.edu. And to listen to this or watch it, again, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. Have yourself a nice morning.
Bye-bye. Hello, Nico.